Nem tudo que repete, pete, 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 eco, eco, nem todo eco é chato, chato, eco.
Everywhere you go in São Paulo, you hear this catchy jingle from one of the country's largest supermarket chains, Pão de Açúcar. In the commercial, a young woman is playing a guitar and kind of dancing through the produce aisle, singing the praises of recycling and sustainable living. The advertisement is even playing on a screen at a recent conference on air quality in São Paulo. It's a window into a bigger issue. The green movement in Brazil is in its initial stages, but it's fighting against rapid growth in personal wealth and all that comes with it. For example, a more middle-class Brazil means more people want to buy cars. And the numbers back this up. In the mid-1980s, São Paulo had about 1.5 million cars. Today, it has 7 million.
E a professora doutora Evangelina Vormittag, diretora executiva do Instituto Saúde e Sustentabilidade.
For some perspective on this issue, I spoke to Dr. Evangelina Vormittag. She leads São Paulo's Institute for Health and Sustainability. Vormittag says the problem goes a lot deeper than traffic. She and her colleague Paulo Saldiva ran a 6-year study on air pollution, one of the largest ever conducted in Brazil. It found that air pollution in São Paulo is killing more people annually than car accidents, AIDS, and breast cancer combined. Vormittag says the results have gotten a lot of attention.
This was something that was a surprise for everybody. That's why a lot of people talked about this in the media.
She says pollution will continue to grow unless residents and officials attack the heart of the problem.
You know that 90% of the emissions of the pollutants are from vehicles.
Yep, cars are the culprit here. Vormittag says that over the last 6 years, 100,000 people in São Paulo have died from air pollution-related illnesses. But not everyone agrees with the study.
Discuta São Paulo.
Programa ao vivo com plateia aqui presente. Olá, bom dia.
Fernando Haddad, the mayor of São Paulo, recently criticized the study's methodology on the radio.
Eu discordo desse estudo. Acho que esse estudo está errado.
And he noted that the city has installed bus lanes to make bus trips more attractive than car trips. Yet when you ask residents around the city, they do back up the findings of the study. And many people think air pollution can't be reduced until the city improves its public transport system.
And it's getting worse and worse every day. I have one bus near my house. I have only one option. 2 months ago, it was like every 15 minutes, this bus will pass around my house. Now, it's 30 minutes, every 30 minutes. So it's ridiculous because they are not improving anything. They are just selling more and more cars, and the tax for cars, it's getting lower and lower every time.
You want my personal opinion about the quality of the air or about
what? Someone who lives in São Paulo, yeah.
Yeah, bad.
At the air pollution conference, I met Matthew Schertz, an American expat who edits the Brazilian edition of National Geographic. He's been in Brazil for about 25 years and says that Brazilians are finally starting to realize the seriousness of their air pollution situation.
Actually, I've been here for a long time, and this is very new, and it's actually taking place. And it's been like the last couple of years. All of a sudden, people are fed up with the traffic jams, which are insane. I mean, there are 200-kilometer-long traffic jams on a regular basis.
Schertz says that the authorities' support for car usage is an area that needs changing.
I think what we have to do is we have to get rid of all of the incentives for driving your car in the city. Like, the same thing happens in London, New York, and that's what's going to have to happen here.
On the air quality front, Schertz is not very optimistic. He says this past summer, the government actually loosened car emissions standards. As for the World Cup next summer and the Olympic Games in 2016, his advice is simple.
Allow a lot of travel time if you're going to an important event.
But it's not all bad news. You are seeing some sort of green movement take hold here. For example, officials are looking to other Latin American metropolises like Mexico City and Bogota to see how they improve the quality of their air. And city officials in São Paulo are trying to set a good example themselves by taking the bus. It's also an incredibly hot topic in the Brazilian media right now.
Cubatão, com seu polo petroquímico, ainda é o município com o ar mais poluído do estado de São Paulo.
So the air pollution problem here is on the agenda. This, and the fact that Brazil is in the global spotlight right now, could end up being a useful catalyst for environmental progress in the years to come. Michael Scuturo, DW, São Paulo.
E Mauá. A cidade de São Paulo ocupa o 12º lugar no ranking.